Chelsea, walk faster.
Grandma, I'm holding a 10 kg box and wearing heels, said Chelsea.
A snail can walk faster than you. You could just remove your shoes and put them in the box.
But then my feet are gonna be too dirty for your rug and you're gonna make me wash it tomorrow.
I'll wash it myself if you do it. It isn't wise to be out in this part of the town at night, said her grandma.
Grandma, is this about the bus again? There isn't anything like that.
But both of them knew that there in fact was something like that. Nobody wanted to say it out loud because tonight seemed like the perfect opportunity for the ghost ride to pick them up and drop them in the middle of nowhere.
The ghost ride was a bus which looked gloomy from the inside out. It was said to have vines dangling down and covering its windows so that no one could see outside. It moved at an insanely fast speed to which no vehicle could ever catch up to.
Keep walking, love. We only have a little distance between us and the bakery, said Grandma, not answering her granddaughter's reply.
Suddenly, the streetlight went out and the light breeze that had been going on stirred.
Chelsea, stay where you are and don't move.
Whatever you do not move an inch, whispered her grandmother.
Chelsea gave out a mumbled reply, and a gust of wind almost pulled her away. She realized that her voice could not be heard, and tried to reply again. This time, her voice was drowned by the sound of an engine and not the gust of the wind. After a few seconds, the wind stopped howling. The dust around them died down. There it was, standing right in front of them. Slowly, the door opened, as if it expected them to climb aboard. The duo turned to look at each other. They knew that once the doors opened, they would have to step in. They had no other choice. If they didn't step in now, the driver would come. And of course, the driver wasn't the one driving. He was the one who made the ghost ride. Eyes wide with fear and trembling, they stepped in. As soon as they did, both the grandmother and granddaughter were tacked from the back and fell towards the floor, hitting their head to the metal of the seats. It must have been hours later when Chelsea slowly opened her eyes, and as they adjusted to the dark surroundings, she realized she wasn't in the bus. This thought made her shoulders sag in relief. Then she started exploring her surroundings. It seemed like a bed in a room. That's when a bright light shone upon her and she was able to see a name tag on what looked like a white doctor's coat. It was written, "The driver." She slowly trailed her eyes upward to look at the face of the person, and her words choked in her throat.
Grandma?